What will it take to end child exploitation in this generation?
I think one of the most important thing for things for every single one of us as a human being to be aware of is that we need to be awake, and we need to be aware of these things. When a Somali mom came and spoke at Grace Church School, I was particularly moved because it reminded me to wake up and to be aware of those things she was and her community was trying to communicate to us, and to be aware that we're a part of the community. We're all, and I just was in D.C. with the 7th grade, I looked at a quote by Martin Luther King that we are inextricably connected to one another. We live in mutuality, and so to be awake and aware so that we can have a voice when these communities really need voices to speak for them and on their behalf.
I sure hope we will. If we look back over the last few generations, there are so many people who've brought up questions like this. Will so-and-so happen, or will such-and-such happen in my lifetime? And despite all the naysayers, it has. And so if you look back, you know, just a generation ago to the 60s and segregation, will it happen in our lifetimes? Well, now there's no longer legally enforced segregation in the South. And you can go through the numbers of incredible historical changes that have happened in a generation. And it's certainly possible through traditional means. We can put pressure on our legislatures. We could do letter writing campaigns. Look at the popularity of the Kony video. The social media is, if you want to get the word out and raise consciousness and get people to know more about the problem so they can stop it, regardless of what you think about the Kony video, it was incredibly effective in letting people know about, in spreading the word about a specific cause in a very short amount of time. And should something else I mean, all these avenues are available for us, and who's to say it can't happen? Why not?